Now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calling for a 30% chance of early morning showers. Cloudy throughout mid-morning, then gradually clearing. High near 61. We'll have a full forecast right after sports. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our lead story. The state of Illinois is currently reporting a total of 300,088 lab-confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in 102 counties across the state, with 8,774 deaths. To date, 5,834,762 tests have been conducted. The current recovery rate for the state is 96%. To date, White County has reported a total of 185 cases of the virus with one death. Hamilton County reported 76 cases with two deaths, Edwards County 71 cases with no deaths, and Wabash County has reported 165 cases with three deaths. Currently, Wayne County is reporting a total of 317 positive cases, five deaths, and no new cases reported. More news after this.
Take control of your money. Start by listening to The Dave Ramsey Show.
Gas mileage is killing me. I have a $6,000 pickup truck, and I'm going to go buy a $36,000 Prius. And I'm going to save the money on gas.
You're going to make $30,000 up on gas mileage. Where'd you take math? What school was that? You're going to drive this stupid freaking Prius to the moon and back? There's no way you're ever going to make that money back on gas mileage.
On WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
When you think of everyday great deals on love seats, recliners, and sectionals, you need to think of Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in Wayne City. Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center has some of the best deals in the area, and they have them every day. Shop Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center. They'll treat you right.
Here's what's going on Saturday, October 10th. The Jeff Rureton Club will be hosting their monthly breakfast from 7 to 9 a.m. The menu will be all-you-can-eat sausage, biscuits and gravy, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and pancakes. Cost is by donation. Join Y. Fairfield for a socially distanced evening of fun on Saturday, October 10th. The film Caddyshack will be shown at the Fairfield Public Golf Course. Beer will be available for purchase with appropriate identification. Bring your blankets, pillows, and lawn chairs. Movie will start at 7 p.m. and is sponsored by Edward Jones Financial Advisor John Reynolds. And the Fairfield and Albion Masonic Lodges are holding their annual pork butt sale. Deadline to order a DeWig cooked pork butt is October 11th, with pickup scheduled for October 16th. The cost is $25 per butt. Call Joe and Fairfield at 231-5323.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap. An opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk isn't always cheap. Weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard. 104.9 WFIW.
And now, the rest of the news. Country Financial is pleased to announce Abby Schnautz of Iuka, Illinois, as one of 10 national recipients of the 2020 Life Happens, Life Lessons Scholarship Program. Each year, Country Financial collaborates with Life Happens to offer a scholarship program for college-aged individuals who have experienced a loss of a parent and is negatively impacted by the lack of an adequate life insurance policy. To apply for the $5,000 scholarship, Schnautz submitted a compelling essay about the devastating loss of both parents and the impact it has made on her life. She lost her mother to a car accident when she was in middle school, and her father in 2018 to cancer as she started college. Schnautz will enter her senior year in the spring semester, currently pursuing a degree in psychology and teaching at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville. Country Financial partnered with Life Happens to present the scholarship opportunity to 10 students across the United States. Life Happens is a nonprofit dedicated to helping consumers make smart decisions to safeguard their loved ones. The Edwards County FFA program was selected as a finalist in the Strengthening Agriculture category by the FFA National Chapter for its efforts to educate the public about the dairy industry during this year's National Milk Day. The selection marks the first time in the program's history that it has been in the running for this distinction. The Edwards County chapter was selected as one of 10 national finalists in the category after submitting its annual National Chapter Award application. Every year, FFA chapters across the country submit their National Chapter Award applications, highlighting events held at the local level. The National Chapter Award program is designed to recognize FFA chapters that actively implement the mission and strategies of the organization. Chief among those strategies is building leadership traits throughout a chapter's membership. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas announced the ISP will conduct Occupant Restraint Enforcement Patrols, or OREPs, in White and Saline counties during October. OREPs allow the ISP to focus on safety belt and child safety seat laws. Illinois laws require all vehicle passengers front and back to buckle up. Safety belts are still one of the most effective safety devices in vehicles, estimated to save nearly 14,000 lives each year. Half of vehicle occupants killed in a traffic crash were not properly buckled in. The objective of this program is to increase occupant restraint compliance through education, child seat inspections, and enforcement. ISP District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas also announced the ISP will conduct a nighttime enforcement patrol in Wayne County during October. Night patrols allow the ISP to focus on preventing, detecting, and taking enforcement action in response to impaired driving and occupant restraint violations, especially between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. The number of unrestrained drivers killed in traffic crashes is significantly higher at nighttime, and combined with impaired driving, means even more traffic deaths during these critical hours. Officers will strictly enforce violations, including driving under the influence, safety belt and child restraint use, speeding, distracted driving, and all Illinois Vehicle Code and criminal violations. Alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in Illinois. Over half of all fatal crashes in the state occur at night. The night program allows officers to work even harder at removing dangerous impaired drivers from the road and making sure everyone is buckled up. This project is funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation. ISP reminds you to drive sober or get pulled over. This week marked Fall Severe Weather Awareness Week as National Weather Service offices across the nation posted information on social media about severe weather information tips and preparation guidelines. Chris Miller, Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Lincoln, Illinois, says strong wind fields coupled with unseasonable warm temperatures can result in severe weather outbreaks.
So when you have those strong wind fields combined with warm, humid conditions that are not seasonal, you're going to get thunderstorms. And those thunderstorms are, could produce high winds, some large hail, flash flooding, rainfall, and of course the tornadoes. And we've actually seen a trend over the last few years here, really the last 20 years, where we've seen an increase in severe weather in the months, especially of November and December.
Miller says forecast models are signaling a La Nina winter this year. He says weather than normal conditions and cold air outbreaks are the characteristics of a La Nina winter.
The main thing for us here in Illinois and the Ohio Valley is we see wetter than normal conditions. We have more storminess as far as, you know, not only rainfall, but of course when we get deeper into the winter, the snow, ice, that type of thing. Sometimes during La Nina winters, we see more frequency of cold air outbreaks as well. But kind of a roller coaster ride of temperatures. You know, one of these where we may have highs jumping up into the 40s in the middle of January, and then, you know, 2 days later we're down, you know, in the single digits and that type of thing. A lot of extremes in the temperature field. So that's pretty common with a La Nina winter in our area.
and the river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 4.14 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 4.89 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 3.92 feet with a flood stage of 18 foot. And elsewhere in the region, Bompaw Creek at Browns reads 0.66 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.26 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently reads 2.48 feet. That's news. Area deaths are next.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night live, a small band of renegades form around radio. From Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida, and all places in between, to talk about the issues of the day. This Sunday night live, we talk about what was and what lies ahead. Bill Cunningham, the great American. I am a great American. Live with you every Sunday night.
Willie, Sunday night at 9:06 on WFIW AM 1390, Fairfield.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
WFIW FM and Ultra Products are bringing back the popular Show Us Your Rack promotion. Now through December 31st, upload pictures of you and your buck to the Show Us Your Rack page at WFIWradio.com. The first 20 photos uploaded will receive a free t-shirt from Ultra Products in Fairfield. On Friday, January 2nd, one lucky hunter will be drawn from all entries and win a Prevost Double Bull Shack Attack Ground Blind, a $300 value. Go to WFIWradio.com for complete details. Good luck, hunters!
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 74-year-old resident of Louisville, Illinois, Van Terry Spicer, died Thursday afternoon, October 1st, at St. John's Hospital in Springfield. He worked at World Color Press in Effingham. Terry Spicer is survived by his wife, Ruth Spicer, son Philip Spicer, grandson Dustin Spicer, brother Daryl Spicer, sister-in-law Fern Krutzinger, and brother-in-law Bob Anderson. He was preceded in death by his parents. A funeral ceremony for Terry Spicer will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday, October 5th at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Oskaloosa Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Monday at the funeral home. Memorial donations are suggested to Clay County Animal Rescue and Shelter and will be accepted through the funeral home. To share a memory or condolence, visit frankandbright.com. 87-year-old Betty Altazera Davis of Lake City, Florida, died October 1st. She was a telephone operator and worked for the state of Indiana. Betty Davis is survived by her two daughters, Patty Kutch of Lake City and Anita Gail Morton of New Harmony. Her sisters, Shirley Kimmel, Carol Cox, both of Crossville, Illinois, and Sue Basham of Harrisburg. Brother Bill Ellis of Florida, three grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her parents, her husband Paul Davis, an infant sister, her brother Roy Ellis of Oklahoma, a son-in-law, and her first baby. Visitation and funeral for Betty Davis are Monday, October 5th at Cook Funeral Chapel in Crossville. Visitation is at 10 a.m. and funeral is at noon. Burial is in Stokes Chapel Cemetery near Crossville. Memorials may be made to Haven Hospice, 6037 U.S. Highway 90, Lake City, Florida, 32055, and will also be accepted at Cook Funeral Chapel in Crossville. And as a reminder, Our obituaries are updated regularly on our website, WFIWradio.com. Again, today's local area weather forecast calling for a chance of early morning showers, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing, with a high near 61. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
I love this country so much. I love the American people so much. I look at what's happened to me, and you don't know how much I wish everybody could experience it. I'm not like a Democrat elitist who thinks you're not capable of it, and you should be happy with the crumbs that you get. I want this to be the greatest damn place on earth forever. I'm not strident, I'm passionate.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
When you think of kids and their needs, think of the Wayne County Shrine Club, because they are. Shriners from Wayne County have raised more than $25,000 over the last 5 years for the Shriners Hospital in St. Louis through their annual onion sale, pork burger and pork chop cookouts, fish fry, the annual Shrine football game between FCHS and Hamilton County, and various other fundraisers. So next time you see a Shriner, think of kids and their needs. They are.
And time now for a Sunday check of sports. In NFL news, COVID-19 continues to create havoc with the NFL's Week 4 schedule, as a game between the Patriots and Chiefs has been postponed at least until Monday, after players on both teams tested positive for the virus, most notably New England quarterback Cam Newton. If the premier matchup is played on Monday, the Patriots are expected to start Brian Hoyer at quarterback with Newton on the COVID-19 reserve list. The game is the second this week to be rocked by positive tests after the Titans' home game against the Steelers was moved to Week 7. Tennessee's outbreak has grown for the fifth day in a row and now totals 18 players and team personnel. Looking at college football news, in the marquee game of the day, number 4 Georgia scored the game's first 24 points and cruised to a 27-6 victory over 7th-ranked Auburn. Top-ranked Clemson started 3-0 for the sixth straight season as Trevor Lawrence threw for 3 touchdown passes and a 41-23 win over Virginia. Number 20 LSU had no trouble bouncing back from a season-opening loss as Miles Brennan threw for 4 touchdowns and 337 yards in a 41-7 rout of Vanderbilt. Quarterback Max Duggan scored his second rushing touchdown of the day with 4:01 remaining, and TCU stunned number 9 Texas 33-31 in Austin. Preseason Heisman Trophy contender Sam Ellinger threw 4 touchdown passes for the Longhorns, but completed just 17 of his 36 attempts. In another upset, Tulsa rallied from an 18-point first-half deficit to beat number 11 UFC 34-26. Ending the Knights' 21-game home winning streak. Iowa State handed number 18 Oklahoma its second consecutive loss, 37-30, and beat the Sooners at home for the first time since 1960. In other top 10 action, number 2 Alabama had scoring plays of 87, 78, 63, and 47 yards and defeated number 13 Texas A&M 52-24. Kyle Trask followed last week's 6-touchdown performance by throwing 4 more, leading number 3 Florida to a 38-24 win over South Carolina. In Major League Baseball news, after a third straight September swoon, Matt Klentak is out as Phillies general manager, stepping down after Philadelphia missed the postseason for the 9th consecutive year. The 40-year-old will be reassigned to another position within the organization, and Ned Rice will serve as interim general manager until the Phillies hire a new head of baseball operations. Former pitcher Charles Hager, who was sought in the shooting death of his ex-girlfriend in a Phoenix suburb, was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the Grand Canyon, according to police. The body of Charles Hager, 37, was discovered about 4 p.m. on a trail along the south rim of the Grand Canyon in northern Arizona, according to Sergeant Ben Hoster, a Scottsdale Police Department spokesman. Hager pitched for the White Sox, Padres, and Dodgers from 2006 through 2010. In NHL, the Golden Knights have signed goaltender Robin Lehner to a 5-year, $25 million contract extension. Lehner was acquired from the Blackhawks and won his first 7 starts in goal, including the postseason. Head coach Peter DeBoer rode Lehner's success in the playoffs, casting aside Marc-Andre Fleury, who had been the face of the franchise and undisputed top choice in the blue paint. Fleury's future in Vegas now falls into doubt, and the 35-year-old goaltender now becomes a tantalizing offseason trade target. And looking at Sunday's sports schedule, the NFL sees action between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Cardinals will take on the Panthers. The Steelers are at Tennessee to take on the Titans. The Jacksonville Jaguars make the trip to Cincinnati to face off against the Bengals. The Ravens at Washington. Cleveland Browns at the Dallas Cowboys. The Colts are in Chicago. Seattle Seahawks take on the Miami Dolphins. Minnesota Vikings take a trip to Houston to face the Texans. The Saints are at Detroit. The Giants are in Los Angeles. Buffalo takes on Las Vegas. New England takes on Kansas City. And the Philadelphia Eagles are in San Francisco to face off against the 49ers. In NBA Finals action, tonight sees the Lakers take on Miami. The Lakers currently hold the best of 7 at 2-0. In Major League National League playoffs, there are no games scheduled. There are also no games scheduled in the American League playoffs. In WNBA Finals action at Bradenton, Florida, the Seattle Storm will face off against the Las Vegas Aces. The Storm currently lead the best of 5, 1-0. In PGA action, Sanderson Farms Championship is at Jackson, Mississippi. And today in NASCAR, the Yellowwood 500 will be ran at Talladega. That's a Sunday check of sports. Have a great rest of the day. And taking a look at your classic hits, 104.9 local area weather forecast today calling for a slight chance of early morning showers. Otherwise cloudy through mid-morning and gradually clearing throughout the afternoon. High to be around 61 degrees. Overnight tonight, expect areas of frost after 4 a.m. Otherwise clear skies, low near 35. Monday is calling for areas of frost before 8 a.m. Otherwise sunny throughout the day with a high near 64. And clear overnight Monday night, low around 41. Looking ahead to the middle of the week, sunny skies in the forecast for Tuesday with a high near 75. Sunny on Wednesday, high near 81, and sunny skies in the forecast for Thursday as well. Thursday's high will be 73 degrees. The barometric pressure currently is 30.07 and rising. We sit with 90% humidity. Our heat index for the day is at 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and we have a 48 degree dew point and rising. Current visibility is 10 miles. We have overcast conditions. Sunrise was at 6:50. Sunset's going to be at 6:31. Currently here at the station 2 miles east of Fairfield, it is 50 degrees.